This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Our praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank him and we seek his assistance and we seek his forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil that is from within our souls and from the evil that results from our sins. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, then none shall misguide. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to be led astray, then none shall bring them back to the straight path. I bear witness that there's no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and prophet. Allah tells us in the Quran, O you who believe, be God conscious, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us, O mankind, be God conscious, fear him, for he has created you from one soul, and from it its mate, and from it many men and many women. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through whom you ask one another of your rights, and by the wombs that gave birth to you, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over you. Allah also tells in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be God conscious, speak the truth, for he will render your deeds righteous, and he will forgive your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed achieved a great victory. Verily, the best speech is the speech of Allah, and verily, the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The worst affairs are those that are of heresy, for those are all innovations, and all innovations are misguidance. All misguidance lead to the hellfire. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the desert. A Bedouin came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he came and asked, and he was a little unkempt, a little disorganized in his appearance. And he came and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "What has Allah written for me? What has He prescribed upon me in the salawat?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, 5 prayers in the day and at night, total 5 salawat. Except if you want to increase, you want to add extra nafila prayer. Then he said, what about fasting? He said that you fast Ramadan, except if you want to do a little bit extra more fasting. He said, okay, what about zakah? He says, what Allah has written for you, except if you would like to give more. Then the man got up and he said, I will not do anything more, and nor will I do anything less. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remarked to the companions around him after this man left, and he says, aflaha in sadaq. He will succeed if he is honest. And in other narrations, dakhala al jannah. He will enter paradise. This hadith, brothers and sisters, reminds us and echoes the simplicity of the message of Islam, as you know, in the famous hadith of Hadith Jibreel, where Jibreel came in the form of a man and he asked the Prophet ﷺ, what is Islam, what is al-Iman, what is al-Ihsan, what are the signs of the Day of Judgment, so on and so forth. And so the concept that al-Islam is indeed a religion of ease, this is something that we find throughout the tradition and throughout the books and the narratives that we find in the Quran as well as in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We see that the Prophet ﷺ remarked about this and he said, أَحَبُّ الدِّينِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْحَنِيفِيَّ السَّمْحَةِ. The Prophet ﷺ says that the most beloved religion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the religion of hanifiyyah. And we will explain that, and as-samha. What does this word al-hanifiyyah mean? Al-hanifiyyah, and notice the fact I didn't say hanafiyyah, because hanafiyyah, some of you might think, oh, the water faucet. Okay. Al-hanifiyyah comes from the word hanf. It means to turn towards something. So when you say someone is hanif, it means they are turning away from something. Mala an shay, they are turning away from something. And in this specific context, turning away from shirk, turning away from sin. And when you, in Arabic, when you say rajul ahnaf, someone who is ahnaf, it means that their feet are actually kind of facing inwards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the religion of Islam as hanif. Why? Because it's an imagery of we as Muslims turning away from shirk, turning away from tawaghit, false idols, turning away from injustice, turning away from all of these evil, muqbilan ala ta'atillah, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. And the word samha means something of ease. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that you would have this religion of ease, of constantly turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at this concept of hanif, as well as ease, you see it in the imagery that you find in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And every time you look at, for example, the name of Prophet Ibrahim, you always connect the word of Ibrahim, al-Hanif, right? Why? Because Ibrahim was the, alayhi salatu wasalam, was the best example of the person who turned away from all the idolatry in his time. So Allah says here, in Surah Al-Hajj, the last verse of Surah Al-Hajj, after talking about this very great ibadah of performing the pilgrimage, where there are so many difficult tasks at hand, what did he say? And strive in the way of Allah as one should, in its right way. هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ Allah chose you. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ And he has not placed difficulty upon you in the religion. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ It is the way, it is the path of Ibrahim, in one who named you Muslimin, the ones who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say al-Islamu dinun yusr, Islam is a religious, is an easy religion. What do we mean by that? There are a couple of connotations I want to go over. Number one, Islam is easy in comparison to the other religions that came in the past that Allah has sent down to the other prophets and messengers. And when we say the word Islam was brought from the very beginning of time, we are talking about Islam with a lowercase I. I'm not talking about Islam with an uppercase I that came to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you know, Islam came from Adam alayhi wasallam all the way until now. And the message is the same. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The inner, finer details and rulings that change with every specific group or tribe or nation that preceded the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's different. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَ الْأُمِّي الَّذِينَ يَجِدُونَ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ Allah tells us in the Quran, the prophet that is unlettered, the messenger, yani Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that they find in their books, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is he described as? The one who commands them to do good and forbids them from doing evil and makes halal what is good and forbids those that are repugnant. وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ And that he would relieve them of the shackles of the heavy laws that were placed upon them in the message that came before them during the time of Isa and during the Davidic and Mosaic laws that came before them. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, he describes himself as a prophet of ease. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَبْعَثْنِي مُعَنِّتًا وَلَا مُتَعَنِّتًا وَلَكِنْ بَعَثَنِي مُعَلِّمًا مُيَسَّرًا He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send me to be harsh. And the second word he used, mutaannit, it means to pick out the flaws of people. But instead, he sent me as a prophet, a teacher who is easy. So that's the first concept, that Islam in and of itself is an easy religion. Number two, we have to understand that, use some logic here, use some common sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not make fard upon you all of these things to set you up for failure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set these things out for you, and the Prophet ﷺ showed you what is obligatory and what is not obligatory because it is possible for you to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not legislate a religion that is impossible. And therefore, it leads us to this point, that is, Islam, and like any other religion, has a right to define itself, has a right to set out its own rules. It is quite childish or impossible for someone to say, well, Islam isn't easy for me, therefore Islam is difficult. No. It is not in your perspective. It is in the grand scheme of everything. Do not fault the religion, but fault oneself when it comes to weakness. So let us look at some of the examples of how al-Islam came down in an easy form. A few quick examples. Number one, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send down the entire message and its rules in one shot. Aisha radiallahu anha Bukhari, she says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the entire message from the beginning to the end in one shot, no one would have followed it. She said that at the very beginning, it was short surahs that encouraged people to come back to the religion. And then over time, the longer surahs would come through. And she said, if from the very beginning Allah says, La tashrabu al-khamar, right? Don't drink wine. Then everyone would say, La natruk, we'll never leave it. And if from the very beginning Allah says, La taznu, they would say, La natruk al-zina. If from the very beginning they said, you cannot drink or you cannot commit zina, the people would have said, no, we will never leave this. We will continue. In other words, Islam understood the trajectory and the development of the human enterprise. And that is, humans require time to get used to certain things. Additionally, you look at the Quran, sent down in multiple verified, authentic recitation forms. Why? Because the different tribes among the Arabs, whether it's Al-Hudayl or people from Yemen, etc., they have different pronunciations. And Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. And we have made the Quran easy for remembrance, so is there anyone that is going to remember it? I'll give you an example. مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ مَلِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. For example, the most common one is the Hamzatul Qatar. In Arabic, the hard Hamza. That hamza, which comes at the beginning of certain words. So for example, al-anbiya, anbiya, the prophets. In many Arabic dialects, they cannot say al-anbiya, they say al-anbiya. And so when they read the Quran, when the Quran was brought down, it was to accommodate these recitations, to accommodate these pronunciations so as to make it easy, so as to make it accessible for us to understand. Additionally, as you know very well, Al-Islam came down understanding that individuals have certain difficulties, that they have certain limitations, physical limitations. For example, we all know, without going into details, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for those who are traveling, that they can shorten and combine the prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for those who are ill, that if they cannot fast Ramadan, that they can either pay, if it's an ongoing chronic illness, or if it's a short term, that they can make up their fasting at another date. What are some of the reasons, brothers and sisters, where people accidentally make Islam into a difficult religion, right? And the first thing is, ignorance. When people are ignorant about the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they only know one way, they only know one verifiable opinion. And now, of course, I'm not saying we have to go to the other extreme where some people will say, brother, kullu shay fihi ikhtilaf, kullu shay fihi qawl. In fact, there was a joke one time, there's a person, when they ever asked him, how many, kam qawl fi hadhihi al-mas'ala, qal hunalika qawlan, fi man qala bil jawazi wa fi man qala bi adami jawazi. We're not going to the other extreme where everything has an opinion. You hear that very often now. Brother, it's just a difference of opinion. No, certain things have legitimate difference of opinion. But in this example that I want to tell you, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he narrates a story of companions who had gone out on a war expedition. And a man had been severely injured with a rock hit his head and it actually cracked open his head. And so that evening, he became in a state of janaba, in a state of major impurity that required ghusl, that required a bath. And it was a very extreme cold night. So in the morning he got up, he said, well, I'm in janaba, I'm in impurity. And so do I have to take the ghusl? Because, you know, in Islam, when there is extreme cold and you do not have access to hot water, you can actually kill yourself from that cold, from hypothermia, etc. So some of these companions, they didn't know about the hukum of at-tayammum. They just said, no, you have to take this bath. And so he took this bath and then he got sick and he passed away. When they went back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam condemned them. And he said, قَتَلُوهُ قَتَلَهُمَ اللَّهُ. Basically, their actions and their ignorance ended up condemning this poor man to death. So therefore Allah condemns them. And he even says, فَإِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ السُّؤَالِ. What is the cure to ignorance? To go and seek knowledge. So a lot of times when we are faced with what we consider perceived difficulty, sometimes it requires us to go seek more knowledge to find out, well, is this the only opinion, valid opinion that is out there? Or is there other ways that the Prophet had shown us? Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we make it difficult for ourselves because we think lowly of ourselves. And you know the famous story where three men came to the wives of the Prophet ﷺ and they asked about his ibadah. And after they heard about his modus operandi and how he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith says, taqallu. In other words, they kind of felt less about themselves. They said, if this is the way of the Prophet ﷺ, so where are we? So one person said, I shall never get married. Another person said, in other words, he made a vow of celibacy. And another one said, I shall continue fasting nonstop all the way through. And another person says, I will continue praying every single night, all night, Qiyam al-Layl. When the Prophet ﷺ came back and they informed him of this story, he completely repudiated and rejected their actions. This form of extremism. And he said, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. And so whoever turns away from my sunnah is not from me. For verily, I sleep a portion of the night, and I get up and pray, and I also marry women, and I also fast, and I break my fast. There's an interesting story of the third example that I want to give you, and that is sometimes people overestimate their ability. And that is, we have a story of Kahmas Al-Halali. Kahmas was this companion who came to the Prophet ﷺ at his very onset of Islam. And he announced to the Prophet ﷺ of his Islam, and the Prophet ﷺ affirmed him, and then he left for one whole year. And then later on he came back, and he had, obligated on himself an extreme level of piety and difficulty that caused him to weaken physically, and his entire countenance and appearance and physical frailty was so apparent. When he came the next year, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he stood in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the Prophet looked at him and didn't recognize him. And so he says, do you not know who I am? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no, I don't know who you are. He says, I am Kahmas. And the Prophet ﷺ says, what has changed? Why do you look like this? Why do you look so weak and emaciated and weak and famished, etc.? Who commanded you to do this? Who commanded you to do this? What did he say? He said, Messenger of Allah, since last year I left you, I have not stopped in my fasting and in my daily night prayers. And the Prophet ﷺ told him, no. Fast the month of Sabr, in other words, Ramadan, and one day out of the month. He said, no, I can do more. He said, fine, then 2 days out of the month. He said, I can do more. He said, okay, fine, then do 3 days out of the month. Finally, brothers and sisters, before we conclude for the second khutbah, what Islam wants is for you to strive. And sometimes we think that by increasing the difficulty, by going through some sort of suffering, that shows sincerity. And that could not be further from the truth. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was one time giving a khutbah. He was standing up. And he saw this man standing outside, far away, in the hot sun. So he said, who is this person? They said, his name is Abu Israel. And they said, that's his kunya, that's his nickname. But his real name is Yusair. وَهُوَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. He was a man from the Ansar of Medina. نَذَرَ أَن يَقُومَ فِي الشَّمْسِ وَلَا يَقْعُدْ وَلَا يَسْتَظِلْ وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمْ وَيَصُومْ. Look at the extra suffering he's trying to increase on himself. He made a vow that he will stand in the sun, refuse to sit, and he will not seek shade, and he will vow silence. He will take on silence and never speak while he is fasting and punishing himself. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Muruhu falyatakallam walyastadil walyaq'ud walyutimma sawma." Command him to speak. Command him to seek shade and to sit down and to continue his fast. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين بعد. Brothers and sisters, now that we have heard all about this concept of Islam is a religion of ease, how do we put it into our daily life and practice? Number one, as we've said, Islam as a religion of ease requires a person to put in their utmost effort when it comes to the obligations. Yani a person that says, "Wallahi, brother, yaqi, wallah, salat al-fajr, wallah, sa'aba. Allah mara ghafoor rahim. You know, if salat al-fajr is difficult, Allah is forgiving, khalas, forget it." No. You have to put your effort in. When it comes to the obligatory act, put in your effort as much as you can. Number two, when it comes to, you know, for example, I was talking to this revert the other day, and they were saying, "You know, I have so much to learn, I don't know where to start. I'm so overwhelmed." And it's true. Especially when it's like convert, they become like the target for a lot of Muslims. Everyone coming to them, telling them what to do. Everyone comes and, "No, brother, you need to do this. Sister, you need to do that. Brother, maybe you need to focus on this. Brother, you need to go do that." They're completely inundated. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us a yardstick on where do we start. He says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ma nahaytukum anhu fajtanibu." What I have forbidden you from doing, stay away from it. That's the first thing. You want to work on yourself? Focus on removing the major sins that you are committing in your life. وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأَتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And whatever I have commanded you to do, then do it to the best of your ability. Additionally, brothers and sisters, the crux of this entire topic, the Prophet ﷺ tells us, he says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ. This religion is easy. وَلَنْ يُشَادْ دِينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ. And there is no one that is going to try to overpower this deen by overexerting themselves except that they will be defeated. فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا. سَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا means take your aim. Strive for excellence. And if you cannot strive, if you cannot get to that, قَارِبُوا, approximate to excellence. وَأَبْشِرُوا, and be positive, rejoice. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالْغَدْوَةِ وَالرَّوْحَ وَشَيْءٌ مِّنَ الدُّلْجَةِ. And seek comfort, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beginning of the day, end of the day, throughout the night, pace yourself. And that is why, brothers and sisters, in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ tells us, he says, "Inna hadha ad-deen mateen." Verily, this religion is mateen. In other words, it is a very strong religion. فَأَوْغِلُوا فِيهِ بِرِفْقٍ. So take it easy. Take it easy upon yourselves. وَلَا تُبْغِضُوا إِلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not make the worship of Allah something that you detest. Right? فَإِنَّ الْمُنْبَتَّ لَا أَرْضًا قَطَعْ وَلَا ظَهْرًا أَبْقَى. One of the most beautiful things that the Prophet ﷺ said. He says, فَإِنَّ الْمُنْبَتْ. Al-munbat is the person who's a traveler. If this person rides his horse and keeps traveling and does not take rest and does not give rest to his horse, not only will he fail to reach his destination, nor will his ride and his mount be able to continue. So take it easy. Ask yourself, apply yourself, that whatever Allah has made fard, put all of your effort in it. Focus on the fard. And when it comes to the sunan, the non-obligatory, take it easy. Take it one step at a time. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار Oh Allah give us what is the best in this world and give us what is the best in the next life and protect us from the hellfire اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه Oh Allah show us the truth as truth and give us the ability to follow it and show us falsehood as falsehood and give us the strength to stay away from it وأقم الصلاة